It's time. Radio.
I know.
Of crime said, here we go. Well,
327 episodes, 15 seasons in the book, a series finale, and a look back on it, a retrospective beforehand, Supernatural's in the books. Could it have been better? Oh, hell yeah. They said due to COVID-19, the pandemic, they had to redo some rewrites, but come on, man. The fans deserved so much fucking better than that last night. Come on. You know what? You even went and said only 30% of the fans are going to like this. Then don't fucking air it. You had time. You know what, then? Hold off on it. I think if you held off and just said, we need more time to work on it, we need more time to get everybody together, the fans would have been cool with it. I think the fans would have been, okay, you know what? We'll wait 6 more months. We'll wait a year for the final episode. I just think that would have been it. And, oh, by the way, I'm Pokemon. This is Paragon Radio. I couldn't hold back anymore. It's 9:06 on the East Coast, Friday night. And I already brought him on. I'm sorry about that. I'm the host of Paragon Radio. And here's my co-host. He's mad. He's Viking. He's not as mad as me tonight, but he is mad Viking.
Dear Angel of Death, Joker here. You're doing a bang-up job here. But remember our deal. Mark Hamill's off the list. I'll be watching.
Yeah, but just...
The finale to see, and I saw the first of something to see, and we both had a meh reaction.
Right. Right, but that's not on yet. That's still coming, and we're both going to go. Then we'll both go, man, this was 15 years.
Okay, to explain what I'm talking about, obviously he's talking about, I think you said it already,
this,
Supernatural.
This is the Supernatural series finale. 15 years, well, I came in about season 5, season 6. My thing was this. For a couple of years, I heard about the show. My stepsister, my stepbrother, my nephew, my stepsister's son, all watched it. Said, why aren't you watching? Said, well, I'm watching some of the things, and I hadn't even heard of the show the first couple seasons. Oh, my God, you got to start watching it. And I said, okay, you know what? I see it's on reruns on TNT. If I see it's coming on, in 2 weeks, they're going to start it over on reruns. Like, okay, I'm going to record it. It's on 3 episodes a day, and I'm house-sitting for the folks. I'm taking care of the house while they're in Florida. While I'm doing that, I could record them in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I could watch the episodes. You know, when I have lunch, I could sit down, start watching, fast forward through the commercials. It'll take me, 50 minutes, you know, all right, less than 3 hours. It'll take less than 3 hours, but that's my afternoon. You know, I could do that, and then I'll catch up. Whenever. I'm not sure if I caught up by the time the series finale happened, or maybe a week. Maybe I had to wait a week to catch up, but the point is I caught up in time for that next series, next season, whatever season 7, 6, 7, I forget. But by then, I was into it. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. I wish there was a way I could watch more on the weekends. But, you know, for the summer, I watched it. I was hooked. I was like, oh, man, I just wish I could have watched from the beginning, you know, with everybody else. All right, this is awesome. But I think at that point I was busy. Yeah, I was working at Verizon. That's what it was. I was still working at Verizon, and my Thursday nights were very busy. You know, and I was watching stuff. It was one of those things, like Thursday nights, all my shows were on Thursday nights at that point. I didn't have time to put another show on. You know, I was like, at that point, CW had a reputation for their shows. And I was like, I'm not watching another CW show at that point. I was like, silly me. And now the CW is totally different. Now, I think, believe it or not, all I watch are the CW shows. Except for outside of Supernatural, it's all the superheroes, all the DC, you know, CW superhero shows. That's all they are, pretty much. And I watched the 100 until this summer, which was okay. It was okay. I think I would just watch it to the end just to see what would happen. I think what would happen was right about mid-season, I would like build up like 5 or 6 episodes on my DVR and then go, okay, I got to watch them because the season's going to end soon. I just want to be caught up in time. But once I got into it, I watched every week. And for a couple of seasons, every week, like we couldn't talk about it until Monday. But by Monday, everybody in the family, you know, my step-siblings, we were caught up. And Monday, we would talk about it at dinner. And my parents were like, what are you guys talking about? Like, Supernatural. It's a show on the CW, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. And we would talk, or 9 o'clock, whatever time it was. I know they changed the times a couple of times here and there. We would talk about it. I think it was kind of cool because one of the central themes was family. They were brothers. They were close brothers. I know some fanfic had them doing some close homoerotic things, and it was like, and then people said, you who didn't get the show. It's like, they can't. They're brothers, like real brothers. I know you want the actors to do some stuff, but they're brothers. These are things I heard, like, especially the musical, the 200th episode, they had him like trying to kiss, like, whoa, 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 whoa. And like, that was the one where it was like an all girls school type thing, or like it was all girls putting on like a Supernatural, the play. And it was like, yeah, she wants the two of them to kiss. Like, you know, they're brothers, right? You know, like, yeah, we had an argument with her. We had to talk her out of that part. So, but hello, George. I'm trying not to spoil the thing, but it was just, do I spoil it yet? Do I go on my full rant?
You want to go full rant? I say go full rant.
I don't go full rant, but I feel like if I go full rant, I save you people who haven't seen it yet. So, okay. At a certain point, I forget what season it is, they find out that God has been controlling their destiny. You know, he's having fun with them. Oh, I like watching you guys play out the story. And they don't want any part of it, so they're trying to find a way out of it. That he had, and there are these things, the books of, like, and if you read, go to the end of these books, everybody has a book written about them. If you go to the end, you find out how you die. So it's like, oh, and we all have our destinies pre-written. Because God's a writer, you find out. Okay? I don't want to get into that. I'm not going to spoil that. You got to watch the series to find out more about that.
I just now have a picture of him being Woody Allen. Well, no, with the creation.
No, it's better. No, he's not that bad. Okay. His name is Chuck. Earlier in the series, you found out there was a guy. They went to see this guy who was writing Supernatural, the novel series. What's funny is there's actually a bunch of Supernatural novels. There's a whole line of Supernatural novels. But in the TV, in the series, in the TV show, you find out this guy is getting visions of what they actually do, and he writes about them and is making money off of them. He's like, you got to stop doing this. It's like, yeah, because it's our lives. Then you find out he's not writing what he sees. They're doing what he writes about. Because they think he's the voice of God. Then it turns out, all of a sudden, I forget what episode it is, there's a big twist. The writer isn't a messenger of God. The writer is God. So he's in there typing out what he wants to have happen to them.
And I'm back to like, Woody Allen. Well, I'm not exactly the hand of God. I'm kind of like the thumb and the point to your finger.
Oh no! He is God, the hand of God. He is God himself. The hand, the foot, the liver, the kidney, the whole thing. He is everything. He is God himself. He is God supreme. And he's been hiding out in this little pocket dimensional that was like a bar, and he's got a typewriter in the corner, and he's typing away every day. He types.
Okay.
So they've been fighting against this thing. They're fighting for free will until last night. Then now they finally got it last week. And let me tell you, last week's episode was awesome. And that could have served as the finale. I was on the short bus. That could serve as the finale. And to me, that could be it right then and there. That could be the finale. And I would be happy as any waited in. I'm like, shit. And there's another episode. I'm like, okay. Now I'm worried about next week. Because last week, they killed off everybody they had or wanted to kill off. All the bad guys. Everybody that was left to kill off, that they wanted to kill off or needed to, done. Done. Okay? I was like, well, shit. Okay, cool. I mean, it was great. The end of the show, they, like, we did it? Yeah. We won. Cool. They get in the car. They get in the baby, the 67 Chevy Impala. They hop in. They ride up into the sunset. Was it running on empty? Driving on empty? Running on empty?
Yeah.
They drive that song, running on. It's a classic, that old, the classic song, the classic rock song.
I mean, literally, I'm blanking out because I can think of four versions. I mean, four different songs with that title.
All right. Anyway, they're driving along. I thought they drive off the Kansas Wayward Sun at this point because that's been the theme. That's been the main song they use every season on this show. Now they went to, with this one. He drives and they drive off to that and they do a montage flashback to the entire series, highlights of the entire series. Okay. Cool. I'm like, well, what the hell are they going to do next week now? Right? And then next week. And basically, everything that was prophesied or, you know, destined to have happened to them, that's what happens to them all if you think about it. One of the main bad guys. And it's just like, I'm just like, really? Really? He fights this badass, lives. Well, sometimes they die, but they were brought back. He gets a piece of rebar in his chest, and that's how the one brother dies. I'm going, are you fucking kidding me? God Almighty himself and lived. Okay? They have fought demons, vampires, werewolves, leviathans, where basically their mouth, their heads, their faces open up to giant mouths, and can eat the bodies and souls. Fought them, okay? They have done all these things, and they've lived, and like what they call a vamp, he calls them a vamp mime. It's like part vampire, part mime, because the mask they wear. Pushes them into a beam with a rebar sticking on the side. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to... And it's like, that's how he dies. He goes, I'm fading fast, and I got to tell you something. That first day, he goes back to the first episode. When I knocked on your dorm door, I stood there for hours because I was afraid if I asked you and you said no, I wouldn't know what to do. So that was kind of bittersweet because he tells, because Dean tells Sammy he was the stronger of the two. You know, he was the younger one. He was always the stronger one. Because he goes, because he tells Sammy, you were always able to hunt without me. I always needed you to hunt.
And you are the wings beneath my wings.
Yeah. It was that bittersweet. Like, you have to watch the show. It was that bittersweet moment between the brothers. But then he goes to heaven, and he sees Bobby, who was, they remember, their dad died early on, like first season, first couple of episodes. So this guy, Bobby, who is another hunter, a friend of the dad's, he was like their stepdad for the first, you know, even growing up, they knew him because the dad was always off on doing hunts or whatever, and he sees him. I get, and remember, because of actors and COVID-19, who they can get, he was sitting there telling them, oh, yeah, the guys you say, you know, after you beat God and all this, heaven is a cool place now. So he had a beer. He goes, no, heaven's whatever you want to be. It's a cool place. And he sees his car, 67 Chevy Impala, hops in it, goes for a ride. He puts the radio on. Kansas Carry On starts playing. He goes, you know, I always liked that song. He goes for a ride. Now, time goes different in heaven, as he says. So we flash to Sammy. He's on Earth. He does one last mission. They're in this bunker. They had this awesome bunker. It's like they're back here, right? And they found this dog a couple weeks ago. Him and the dog, as he's leaving, he looks around. Now, they showed this in the trailer for this week. So you know something's happening because all the lights go off in the bunker. He looks around. He's at the thing. The lights go out. I'm like, well, I guess this is the last hunt because he got a phone call that somebody needs him. And him and the dog leave, and thud. The door shuts. It echoes. The lights are out. It's like, well, that's the last time we're going to see this cool-ass bunker. And let me tell you, even if this is like for a super group, this bunker was fucking awesome. I don't know how many seasons they had this bunker. Bedroom, kitchen, everything needed, books for research, a map of the world. It had everything they needed. It had a garage, a repair thing, everything they needed to hunt. It was like centrally located in the country too. And it was just the perfect place for them to go. Oh, I'm filling everything in really quick. So he locks that up. He goes. And as Dean's driving now, he sees
and
him.
And you pushed off again.
Okay. So as you see him, he's with this little kid. Sammy's with a little kid, right? On his shirt is stenciled Dean. He had a wife and a kid. Names his son Dean. So after his brother. So in his house, he's got a picture with the four of them. They were together for the 300th episode. There was something where they made a wish that the dad was back. But that had such weird repercussions that the dad knew that they had to wish him away again. Hold on a second. I got that. But anyway, I know. Guys, there are 327 episodes. I'm just summing up last night's thing. So they're doing this flash forward of Sammy now having a normal life. Because remember, if Dean never went to him to hunt, he was in college. So he would have had a normal life in college, and now this is him having a wife, having one kid. But later on, as he's laying in a hospital bed in the house as an old man, he sees this tattoo that wards against possession that the brothers had, that now his son has on his right forearm. And
hello?
His son tells him, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember what he said. Oh, tells him it's okay to go, which he told his brother early in the episode when he died. So now he dies with a tear in his face. And so now Dean's driving over a bridge, and he stops to look at the water. And all of a sudden, Smiley goes, hey, Sam. Hold on a second. So now they're together on this bridge. They hug. They're together. Before they get in the car, the camera zooms in on them. All of a sudden, starts panning out, and the whole entire cast or the crew is there. And they say they're whatever, or they go to commercial, come back. They're still hugging. They go, they say their goodbyes to everybody. Thank you for the 15-year ride, blah, blah, blah. And they go to credits. But I'm like, Dean didn't need to die for this. But now Eric Kripke, the guy who created the show, he said it was a better ending than what he originally planned. He planned like a horror show, like a horror movie ending for the brothers. Like, what the fuck did he have planned? But he said, but believe it or not, Jensen Ackles, he had problems. Obviously, he had major problems with the ending. So that's why he keeps saying that he wants to come back and do the show some more. I think he knows the fans are not going to be happy. We're not happy with this ending. And they weren't. They were like, what the fuck ending was that shit? I mean, they knew it was going to be basically the two talking, but Dean deserved better than that. Come on. You could have got some of the actors, or due to COVID-19, you could have waited until you got some of them. Or you could have worked around that. You could have got some stand-in actors, showed them from the back, that like, oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with mom and dad, you know, blah, 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 or something, you know, because, because they died already on the show. I mean, it was cool. We got to see Bobby again because he was a fan. And it was funny is the character Bobby Singer, his character is named after one of the producers.
Right.
That's just, it's just funny. I always like, when I first, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't that the one the producer is? And my substitute goes, yeah, they name, you have to produce and name one of the characters after him. And what's funny is on the case, the way, like, they always pick, like, they pretend to be FBI agents, and they always pick names of rock stars or TV guys, like the one time they were Plant Page. Trying to think of someone. Pick two guys from a rock band, you know, and that would, they would be their last names. Like Freely and Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something like that. So last night they went with Kripke and Singer, the two producers of the show. And every call, they're like, did they just say Kripke? And afterwards I caught some of the message boards go, did they go Kripke and Singer after the producers? That was the only cool part. Trust me, that was the only cool thing they did. Oh, one more thing. When they're doing like flash forward of Sam getting older, as an older man, you know, he's getting really old. Like his senior citizen, he goes into the garage and he has the Chevy Impala in his garage. He pulls a cover off of it and he sits down, but you tell he's too old to drive it because his hands are like really shaky. And like, oh, he's going to take it out for a ride. And it's like, no, he's too old now. He can't even put his hands around the wheel. So it's like, oh, man. But I'm just going to say this. Like, I've seen some cool show in it. Battlestar Galactica, I thought was an awesome series. The one on Sci-Fi, the one they did a few years ago. I don't know how many years ago now. I thought that was a great, in the 2000s, that was an awesome show. Awesome series finale. I had no problem. Like, that ended, and I was like, holy shit, that, like, I watched that. It ended. I shut my TV off. I sat there for 5 to 10 minutes digesting everything I just saw. And I'm going, I am so glad I recorded that because I'm going to watch that tomorrow night again. It was on right afterwards, but like, I don't even want to see it right now. I can't. And just, wow. I mean, I went to work the next day. I know people, did you? I was like, yes. Yes. It was like everything was summed up. Everything was done nicely. It explained everything. And it was just incredibly done. So to the point you were just like happy. A character died who had cancer. You know, it wasn't like everything was like, you know, sweet. There had to be one bittersweet moment. That was it. One of the characters was dying of cancer. She's like, I'll be happy. Just get down to the planet. She got down to the planet. They flew around. And as she's flying around, checking out the planet, she's so beautiful. And she dies of cancer right then and there. But they knew that was going to happen. You knew that was, it's like, oh, she made it to the planet. Cool. She made it on the trip. You know, that was the whole thing. She made it. That was Battlestar Galactica. There was another show I saw, and I was very happy with the ending too. But I mean, this ending, you know, people bitched about the Game of Thrones ending like me. I hated that ending. That ending was still better than this one. I'm sorry. It just, I mean, I know COVID-19 and they were trying to give an ending, but, the problem with Game of Thrones was this, the two guys who worked on it, right? As long as they had the books to go by, the show was great. Okay. And if you notice, after a certain point, they had to start making up their own stuff. That's when the series starts declining in quality. And HBO wanted them to go to more seasons. They declined because they were going to go do Star Wars. Well, I think Cormac got them because after they finished Game of Thrones, Star Wars said, you know what? We saw what you did with Game of Thrones. We don't want you guys. Talk about karma. Every Game of Thrones fan, when they heard that, went, ha ha, fuck you assholes. You got what you deserve, you motherfuckers. You fucked up our show. You ain't getting another show to fuck up. So, and about that, I heard they were going to do one follow-up. They were going to do a prequel Game of Thrones series that got canceled. I don't know what's going on with any other Game of Thrones series. I know HBO was desperately looking for like anywhere between 3 and 5 prequel or 3 and 5 spinoff series. I have no idea what's going on with Game of Thrones and HBO anymore. I have heard nothing. I don't know if it's because COVID-19, but I have heard nothing. But like I've been saying about the Supernatural, I'm sorry if I spoiled it for anybody, but seriously,
I want to point out, I didn't do it.
Seriously though, if you go to Internet Movie Database, right, and you look at all the ones it got, everybody says this: read my spoiler full review, save yourself the agony. And to me, I want to go back and rewatch the whole series. Is going to be on Netflix. Like the whole series up to episode 5 of this season is there, and eventually they're going to put the whole thing on there. I will rewatch it once more just to watch all 15 seasons. I'll do, like I said, maybe over the summer, I'll do the 3-episode day thing, the 3-episode thing a day. Like I did like that one summer, and just to get caught, just to watch it, I will stop at season 15, episode 19. Because to me, that was the series finale. Last week's episode. This week was crap. If you'll excuse me, I'm being called in the other room. I'll be right back. Can you keep it going for me?
Yeah, I'll talk about the one thing. I'll talk about what I saw. And
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes. We got more spoilers. These are spoilers.
Well, these are not spoilers. This won't
spoilers.
Be a spoiler because
they're for your own benefit, people. If
yeah.
we ever do spoilers on the show, it's for your benefit. So it's to save you guys.
I'm going to change from my initial thing because I just found.
Okay.
I'll explain right now. Be right back.
Wait, hold on. I might be a few minutes. So just keep talking. If I'm not back, just do your news thing. Just do your updates. I'll be right back.
Okay. So what I saw was the Animaniacs opening. What they did, they had a Twitter party airing the first episode, bringing in Yakko, Wakko, and Dot into the year 2020. Now, a good portion of the clips that you saw in the commercials gave you the idea of what to expect. And also, they had the first episode of Pinky and the Brain. And it was just basically them adjusting into 2020. And at that time being, it was like, yeah, it was good, but it kind of lacked that initial grab, the first episode back in the beginning. But like I said, did see one of the returning characters. It was Ralph the Guard. I'll get you one of these. Yeah, he is definitely in. I did see in the intro, I did see Scratch and Sniff. So, yeah, well, I mean, considering that he's also voiced by Rob Paulsen, that was kind of a gimme that you would see Dr. Scratch and Sniff make his return. But I just found that Netflix did when they aired it, they did the whole thing, all 13 of the first show of the season, bang. And so now I'm going to fully watch all 13 because the weekend comes off, I get time off, and I can binge watch all these episodes. And I did see there is an episode to explain what happened to the other Animaniacs. So when I mean other Animaniacs, I am talking Runt and Rena. I am talking Minerva Mink, the Good Feathers, the Hippos, the Mime, Slappy Squirrel, Buttons and Mindy, Farfanugan, the horse that that Pinky has a crush on. There, Katie Kaboom, But I did read through that whole thing. Two characters I've yet to see make an appearance. One has actually been told not going to be there. And it's like taking away one of their bigger jokes out of the whole thing. And Hello Nurse is that character. Hello Nurse has not even shown or mentioned anywhere. And the other character I've yet to see any news on is the original executive for Warner Brothers that represented for the Animaniacs, Plotz. He has not shown up yet. But like I said, I just saw the place where I can see all 13 episodes. So like I said, during the weekend, I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to review all those episodes. And maybe this will answer the question of what happened. Oh, I almost forgot. Hello Chicken. I forgot about Hello Chicken. I don't know about the voice of Good Idea, Bad Idea, Mr. Skeleton. I have not seen his character yet. Oh, there was quite a few Animaniacs, and it was like, zap. They, you know, okay, I understand. You want to get the big five, Yakko, Wacko, Dot, Pinky, Brain. But remember, I mean, the Animaniacs had the whole... Excuse me. Had a whole large cast, and it wasn't, you know, just those five. Yeah, they were the breakaways. But, you know, Good Idea, Bad Idea with Mr. Skeleton. The mime always being there for the sight gags. Slappy Squirrel, now that's comedy. Can't forget her. Minerva Mink, to be edited out of the original after, like, the first three episodes. The Good Feathers, also. And Farfanugan? You have Pinky the Brain, but you don't have Farfanugan? I'm going, like, something's wrong. Now, there's supposedly, you know, a whole new cast. Now, one of them is... And I have not heard the name of the female character who's now the new executive that Ralph answers to when the Warner Brothers and the Warner sister break out. Chicken Boo. That's right. Chicken Boo. That's right. Thank you, George. Okay.
Chicken Boo.
Yeah.
That's a chicken that didn't talk, right? That's a chicken I never talked.
Right. Now, I was explaining, I just found Netflix did all 13 in one shot. Now, on Twitter part, they had a Twitter party for episode one. And, yeah,
okay.
That brings the big five, Yakko, Wacko, Dot, Pinky, and the Brain, to bring them up to 2020. And that was why I had the meh feeling. But I just saw they did all 13. We're not talking weekly, wait for the next week. No, we're talking full binge. So this weekend, I'm going to binge on the new Animaniacs.
Oh, that's right. It comes out this weekend.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do
What channel is it on?
It's on Hulu.
What is it on?
Hulu.
Oh, shit. Oh, Hulu. And I can watch it tonight if I wanted to.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there is an episode.
Okay.
Now, there is an episode because I just saw a preview clip, defines where the following Animaniacs went to. Chicken Boo, the hippos, Slappy Squirrel.
Colonel Sanders, Africa. Old folks home. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Yeah, you know. Slappy Squirrel, Slappy and Skippy Squirrel. The Good Feathers, Rita and Runt, Mindy and Buttons, Katie Kaboom, The Mime, Mr. Skeleton.
Who's Katie Kaboom?
Katie Kaboom was like had like three or four little snippets. A teenager that when starts raging turns into a monster and wrecks everything.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
That surprised me. In this category is Farfanugan, the horse that Pinky has a crush on all these years.
That's right.
Farfanug is in this category. But there are, yeah, and now there are two, like I said before, there are mainly two that caught my attention of the but there's actually three. One is the original executive, Plotz.
Right.
They replaced him.
Right.
And I haven't caught the name of the new female one. The Plotz. Second one, and I saw and I saw an article. They just eliminated Hello Nurse. How do you eliminate Hello Nurse?
How do you eliminate Hello? Do you know how many years after that show went off the air? We're still doing that. We're still going, Hello Nurse.
And the other one is Mr. Skeleton of Good Idea, Bad Idea.
Well, you don't get rid of Hello Nurse.
My guess is, I mean, if you hear the new intro music, they went for the political correctness, and Hello Nurse is the eye candy factor, even though during the Hello Nurse song tells you she has a high IQ, has several degrees, she has doctorate degrees, very intelligent.
But she's not there. Right.
But yeah.
She's
and I pooped.
I see that.
But,
you pooped because of the... You pooped because of... Oh, look! I just went to Hulu right there. New on Hulu. They're back.
But now, maybe they're hidden in that episode, which, you know, gives you the idea of what happened to the other Animaniacs. I have not seen any news on Plotz. I have not seen any news on Hello Nurse. And I have not seen anything on Mr. Skeleton. I did see in the intro Scratch and Sniff, which makes sense
because
Rob Paulsen.
Because if you want, I just pulled up all the episodes. I have all the Plotz right here.
Okay. No.
If you go to Hulu and pull up the menu, right? Next to each episode, they give a little, like a one-sentence thing. That's what I'm looking at.
Until
episode 30, and he mentioned Dr. Scratch and Sniff. And all it says is, the Warners are going on a quest for Dr. Scratch and Sniff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it says. That's it.
All right, now let's see. I forget what it said. Yeah, okay. Scratch and Sniff, and Ralph is there.
Right.
The security guard, Ralph, is there. That has been confirmed. There will be a moment of Bill Clinton playing the sax. It's not in the intro music, but it's in one of the songs in the first episode. Like I said, it is on Twitter if you want to take a look at it. I did view it. And they try to, of course, bring in stars of today. So I would say the initial one, okay, yeah, you should have went for a little more of the bang like you did the first episode of the first season. Because if you compare the first one of the original, boom, that's how we all got hooked. And right now, I am, you're just expecting comic book guy to come out going, worst reboot ever.
I want him to come out last night. Worst series finale ever. I'm going to do that Sunday. I'm throwing that into the game. You know I'm going to throw that into the game. Worst series finale ever. I don't care if COVID-19 played a hand.
Well... That has a competition with the Sopranos going black and why a church?
Game of Thrones. Why a church?
Lost.
Oh, right. Actually, that made sense to me.
That made sense to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for those who are listening.
I will explain it right now because it's
for those who want to put their input on either Supernatural or Animaniacs, How can they do that, Pogo Man?
Oh, I will tell you right now. You could call in at 714-583-6908. Again, that number is 714-583-6908. Now, the church, when they were in the back room, remember that? When he shows up and they're talking in the back room?
Right.
If you look behind the guy they're talking to, the back window, I noticed that one, hey, because I dabble in a little study of all religions. I know people from all denominations. Like, I know a guy who's a born-again Christian. I know guys Jehovah's Witness. I know guys a Mormon. My dad's Jewish. My stepsister, my stepmom, before she passed away. Okay, all that stuff. The back window, the stained glass window, each section was a symbol of all the major religions of the world. I'm going, that's kind of funny to have in a Catholic church. Then again, when they entered the church, I said, we watched it. The church didn't have any specific symbols on the outside of the church. We just assumed it was a Catholic church. It wasn't. That was a meeting place. Now, why they all showed up there? When you're waiting to go, that when you're going to wait, when you're waiting to go into heaven, he said, you meet up with the people who you spent the most intense times of your life with. So that's everybody. Now, again, that whole thing, time moves different in heaven. Time moves different in heaven. Like, somebody could walk in, they've only been here a couple of hours. Okay? So, you know, people have just been gathering here all morning. To them, while one guy could have died 50 years before you, he's been here like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So because you guys spent all the time on the island together, you're all going to go to heaven together. Oh, you'll meet up with your loved ones when you get there, but this is just a way for you guys to go. Don't worry, when you get there, you'll see your other loved ones. But that's just the church. That's why. That's why that church. This is just your boarding pass. That's all that was supposed to be.
Okay.
Now, here's a thing one of my friends kept putting, and every time I explained to him that they explained it, he would erase. He would, and I knew it was erased because it goes deleted by. He goes, I don't know how it got deleted. It's like, because it says you deleted it an hour ago, moron. What's the thing about the polar bear? They explained that. They had a zoo. They brought a polar bear with them. The polar bear escaped from the zoo. That was fucking explained, and that's the easiest thing. That was explained. That was explained in a flashback. They showed that. They had a zoo. Something happened when the power went out. They said, oh, shit, the polar bear got out. They're like, what? Go get him. They're like, you go get a fucking polar bear that's raging.
When you said boarding pass, all of a sudden popped up my mind. There's a conductor. Now boarding for heaven, Nirvana, and Cucamonga.
Well, they were waiting for the last one. The last one, he had to believe he had like unfinished business, or he had to believe he had to be ready to go. He wasn't ready. He had some things he had to take care of. But what's funny is when he read the first script, that it starts with his eyes opening. He knew that the main story was going to end with his eyes closing. And that's pretty much how it ended, if you remember. His eyes closed and the plane left. Right.
Right.
And then in that whole season, the whole other story with them going to that church. It's like, man, what's... And that other thing where they all had their perfect lives type. It's like, what is going on with that storyline? That was a flash forward to their afterlife. That's what that was all about. So...
All right, so like I said, I will binge watch the rest of the Animaniacs and we'll come up with a full decision, thumbs up, thumbs down, after that. But the first episode that I saw on Twitter, one thing I want to point out, they pointed out they were recording and it was a 2018 you know, because they were doing a song of what happened during the time period. And then they started you know, having fun of what's going to happen between 2018 and 2020, they got a couple right. They got a couple right.
Really?
It was a pure guess, and they got a couple
wow.
right.
See? That's funny.
All right, so I guess
what,
it's
what
that
I
time.
Love is, I was. Hold on, I was looking at like things you might also like after the new Animaniacs. Animaniacs, 1993. Gravity Falls. Hey, Arnold. Steven Spielberg presents Tiny Toon Adventures.
Who is also Extreme coming Delta. Up with a new series. They're coming back.
Cool.
They're coming back.
Cool. I remember one of the first episodes, there was a Valley Girl, and there was Baby Taz, and she put rocks in his mouth trying to get him to talk. The walls in the mall are like totally, totally tall. Me and my sister sat there busting out laughing because at this point, I think every guy had this thing for Taz, like adult Taz. And I had like Tasmanian Devil t-shirts. I had all these Tasmanian Devil collectibles. And she's like, come here, you got to watch it. I'm like, oh, Tiny Tim. She's like, no, come here, just watch this with me. When he starts saying that, I start busting out laughing. She's laughing at how hard I'm laughing. Like,
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. We have a cry of foul. George Wolsey says there was no Swacko. Remember?
What?
Swacko said, yeah, there was Wacko, Yakko, and Up, but there was no Swacko. Smack out.
Oh, hey.
There was no Swacko.
Hey. Hot stuff to you. What's going on?
Hold on. Like I said, there's 13 episodes I haven't looked yet. There's 13 episodes. There's a possibility.
There's a distinct possibility.
Because remember, originally there were four Animaniacs, and Wacko was fused from the original two of the originals.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was on the DVD, you know, for all the Animaniacs.
Behind the scenes. I'm sorry, I didn't get the behind the scenes. Okay, I'm so sorry.
All right, well, let's get to the updates. You have no Hulu.
Okay.
Well, I can honestly say, if you take a look while you still have time, there's someone on YouTube that probably has it.
I guarantee you, someone on YouTube will post them in parts so they don't get in trouble. Okay.
You know, it may not last through the weekend, but you'll be able to see it.
Yes. So hurry, 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 hurry.
All right. So let's start the updates. Go ahead, Pogo.
Thank you.
Time.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah, you did. All right.
Okay.
Valiant. Yeah.
I don't know why you do this to yourself. You know, there's nothing there.
Well, they did shock us a couple episodes ago.
I know.
Ago.
Yeah,
they
that's
did...
right. That's right. Okay. What do they got?
All right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
See? Nothing.
Now, hold on. There's Ship of Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you forgot the other guy. Ship of Heroes, which we actually got yelled at for skipping over when we started doing the updates.
I know.
That?
It's like, come on. Oh, I know. It's like, really? We're getting in trouble for that? Okay.
All right. While we're working on adding more mission content to Ship of Heroes, here's an update on something that you may not have thought about in a while, our character creator. Even though we're busy working on missions, we managed to add a few new costumes to the expansive collection. And we start off with the Admiral's outfit, an outfit that consists of an iconic long jacket with matching gloves, pants, and shoes. We added this after several players in our last beta, as well as several developers pointed out we had very little formal wear available for heroes who wanted to be impeccably dressed. We may continue to add more fancy pieces if we people ask them.
Oh, how lovely.
You can also go for the poor but dangerous look. Bounty Hover Services. May I take your order? It consists of a Wild West feel, but also has an earpiece when you need to feed that intel on the move. Some heroes may feel that hunting bounties isn't proper hero work, but don't worry. All bounties are approved by ship security before they're issued.
I see.
Last, not least, are several different outfits sometimes worn by the Red Sigil. Wait, you ask why your hero would wear the outfit of the enemy. The Red Sigil aren't just known for the attempts to take over the ship, but able to be blend in plain sight. So next time you see someone wearing an outfit a member of the Red Sigil might wear, don't panic. This may be an ordinary citizen with unusual fashion taste. Of course, costumes aren't the only thing a superhero needs in order to actually be a superhero. But that'll come next time. Future newsletters will come some of the technical aspects of how we create missions and the flexibility to limit our systems at Ship of Heroes. And I went Don Pardo on the end, didn't I?
I see. Yes, you did. Which is okay.
And now we go to the updates with Pogoman.
Thank you, Don Pardo. Now, here we go. It's Friday update number 417. Remember, if I do this during the reading, you take a drink.
Drinking game.
Yeah, I said if I do that. If
right.
I do that. Excuse me. All right, this week, we've been doing more work on trying to solve the problems created by traditional RPG systems being used in games where the genre doesn't really fit them, especially when it comes to the concept of economies, resources, and wealth, and how it affects characters and gameplay. Wealth and resources aren't a universal concern for comic book characters, and only really come into play when they form part of a character's background or origin story, or have a part to play in a story, unlike in a traditional multiplayer or single-player RPG, where collecting and spending one or more types of currency is a constant activity throughout the game. This is why it's important to try and find a way to minimize this type of system in order to make an authentic comic book experience for the player, so that any form of economy won't have an effect on the actual gameplay and narrative. Have a heroic film this weekend, the heroes and villains team. No one drinks. No one drinks.
Ooh.
That's what I said. Okay. Next, we head over to City of Titans for their November patch 2020. It's November, and since it's the harvest season, it's time for a new crop of patches. To start off with, we're testing new improvements to the landscape. The island has been entirely re-terrained with new and better performing materials. This should reduce the graphics load and make the environment work better for lower-end machines. Now that we've verified that these changes work the way we want, we're adding them to the main game maps, making the entire game world more efficient and accessible. The original, a bunch of trees in the background. It's hard to see anything. A new island. Ah, a bright sun in the background. Grass, tall blades, and white flowers. The shadows have also been reformatted, giving them a far more realistic look. Along with the environmental improvements, one of our players' requests has been added to the movement controls on the island. You now have the option to use either the WASD keys or the arrow keys to move through the new landscape. Several changes have also been made to the avatar builder. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Three new base skin types have been added for both genders. Skin material. You have Android skin, stone skin, chrome skin, Android skin 2, chipped paint, plastic, rock, bark, skin with a pink tint, shiny skin with a pink tint, and metal skin with a pink tint. These are the same as the original standard skin, shiny skin, and metal skin, except that they have a neutral base shade instead of a built-in pink tint. The new versions have been added at the top of the menu as basic skin, shiny skin, and metal skin. Oh, okay. The old pink-tinted versions have been renamed skin, pink tint, shiny skin, pink tint, and metal skin, pink tint, as I just read, and have been moved to the bottom of the menu so that existing characters using these skin types will continue to work without changes. There have been a few changes to the default character model. The starting character in the avatar builder will have a random gender, skin type will be basic skin, and the skin and eye color will be set to gray. A new spandex top has been added for both male and female models. The new top is called High Neck Full, which is similar to the full suit top with a turtleneck added. We've added the eye modifications that we spoke about at the beginning of the month. Oh, they capitalized month. Like, that's such a big word. We've added
as we talked
month.
So in other words, that your phrasing would be, as we talked last month.
We had high modifications that we spoke of at the beginning of the month. Did you ever watch, what was that show? Gumball, The Adventures of Gumball, or The Adventuring World of Gumball? I can't. And he's playing some game based on the world he lives in, right?
Right.
And they have to go to some store, the mystery store or something like that. But the way the game is set up, there's a glitch. So every time somebody goes to the mystery store, everybody goes to the mystery store. And extreme mystery store. It's the van in this parking lot, in this underground parking lot of the department store. And they're going, you know, I think something's up with the mystery store. It's like, gee, what made you say that? Okay, there's now a new set of body slider settings at the end of the eye group that allows individual control of eyeball size and position. Eventually, some of the eye sliders. I'm going to put one eye up on my forehead and one on top of my nose, the tip of my nose. Okay, so where did the eyeball control? I think you went a little too far. Eventually, some of the eye sliders may automatically adjust the eyeball position. But right now, it has to be done manually. Because of this, saved versions of these settings may need adjustments in a future release that includes automatic adjustments. Really? Really? May need adjustments. Oh,
now, the
God
big question,
Lord.
What if you need that too needs glasses?
Good.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
I'm trying to figure this out. Well, oh wait a minute, hold on. You have to get different iframes.
You're screwed. All right.
There are three new patterns for I'm not done. There are three
okay,
new patterns for materials on the eye, glow iris, glow pupil, and glow target. The first two are similar except for the location of the material 3 channel. Glow target has a narrow outer ring and small pupil using material 3 and does not use material 1. Okay. The regular eye patterns are also available but not designed to work with materials and will also appear oversized on the artificial eye. However, they can produce some interesting results. So they have been included. In particular, the blank eye pattern allows a whole eye glow. The emblem and emblem base controls have been combined under the emblem button, and the emblem base button has been removed. Material 1, the second material button, controls the emblem base material and color now.
And George Wilson goes, eyeball slider! It slid all right.
Yeah. If you can put that eyeball on the tip of your nose and eyeball slide that thing to big, holy mackerel. In addition to all these new items, we have some bug fixes in the patch. The symmetry controls should be working correctly now. Oh, okay. Feedback on whether there are many remaining issues with symmetry would be appreciated. The emblem-based Y slider now works as intended instead of adjusting the emblem. The gender button should no longer be partially blocked after hiding and then showing the UL. The Apox staple character is now wearing her shirt. And we do have a few known issues as well.
Now is wearing
oh
the
my
shirt.
God.
As...
I don't know what she was wearing before. Holy man. I think we should check this game out. I'm just
Valiant, you got competition now. We got a topless contact here.
No. She was top. Damn it, we missed out on this.
Yeah.
Damn. We do that. Wait, hold on. We do have a few known issues as well. The new neutral skin may be a bit too dark and may be lightened in a future release, which will affect any characters saved with it. Female model problems with bending at the waist for some poses. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Worse.
No.
It's getting worse.
No, I don't want to know. Female costume.
Q Rain.
I know. She's going to come on in here in a second. Female costumes. Many spandex patterns are missing equivalent detail masks, though the detail settings are listed. If selected, the character appearance will not change, though the section selection will be stored and will take effect when the detail patterns are added. Female costume. Trench coat causes a gap in the character mesh at the neck. Female costume. Many options available to the male character are missing on the female, though they may be shown in menus. Female body. Cyborg arms are not rigged. Movement doesn't work. That's terrible. As we continue to make improvements to game systems, we'll continue to test them on the island. Not everything we try will make it into the full release, but we're going to keep bringing them to you to try out and give your feedback. Thank you for being an important part of City of Titans. You can visit their web store at https://store.missingworldsmedia.com/. There you go.
Yep, I think City Heroes is going the Valiant way on this one.
Oh, my goodness.
They have stretching tentacles.
Holy mackerel.
All right, but segue here. And this is now, this I found researching on Star Trek, but this is an actual.
Okay.
It started off as an actual article, but it segued to the Star Trek point. Now, the Department of the Air Force has announced the 6 candidate locations to be the headquarters for U.S. Space Command, i.e. Space Force. Better known as the new joke that everyone likes to pick on. I have not looked at these yet. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 locations are Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico, Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, Patrick Air Force Base in Florida, Peterson's Air Force Base in Colorado, Port San Antonio, Texas, and Redstone Army Airfield in Alabama. Now it goes into the article here. You will note San Francisco is not on this list. Therefore, we will not be evolving into Star Trek.
Boo. Boo. We need Starfleet. Boo.
Nope. Can't have Starfleet if they're not going to put it in San Francisco.
Well, maybe not yet, but boo! I say boo, boo.
So now you're going to send a petition to whoever's going to be president at the moment, still Biden, and you go no. I mean, these places are good, but you got to go to San Fran.
You got to have it in San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Come on now. Everybody knows this.
You cannot have Space Force if it's not in San Francisco. Sorry.
Okay. Here we go. I have news. I mentioned this the other night, but there's more news to it. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. Wonder Woman 1984 is coming to HBO Max on Christmas Day. Back in September, Warner Brothers Pictures pushed Wonder Woman 1984 back to December 25th in the hopes that theaters would be open by then. However, the resurgent COVID-19 numbers suggest that any major theatrical release is unlikely this year. Now, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Warner Brothers has decided to release Wonder Woman 1984 on HBO Max on Christmas Day for no additional cost, except HBO Max. But it will only be available for a month before leaving HBO Max and going to VOD and digital outlets. This does mean that Wonder Woman 1984 won't be playing in select theaters. The report indicates that Warner Brothers still has plans to distribute the film in any theaters that are open. It will open in international theaters on December 16th. Director Patty Jenkins shared her response to the news on her Twitter account. The time has come. Oh, sorry. The time has come. At some point, you have to choose to share any love and joy you have to give over. Wow. No. It's just half her tweet, whatever you want to call it, is blocked out by the picture of Wonder Woman from the movie. Oh, let's see if we can do this. That might work. Hold on. I just got to do something here. All right. At some point, you have to choose to share any love and joy you have to give over everything else. We love our movie as we love our fans, so we truly hope that our film brings a little bit of joy and reprieve to all of you this holiday season. Watch it in theaters where it is made safe to do so. Check out the great work theaters have done to make it so, and available in the safety of your home on HBO Max where it is not. Happy holidays to all of you. We hope you enjoy our film as much as we enjoyed making it. Now that reminds me, it's Thanksgiving weekend. HBO Max is doing something with TNT where they're showing all the, or as many as they can, the DC movies that are going to be on HBO Max. They're going to be available on TNT that weekend.
Ah.
It's coming up next weekend. So
that brings up a question. Are we going to have a show on Thanksgiving weekend?
As our tradition is, we don't. So I would say let's keep that tradition going.
Okay. So one point out.
Usually we take it off.
Yeah,
yes,
I just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to be sure.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. We have a person that's, yeah, we are taking callers, yeah. And Demon Souls, but mainly we do the superhero games. I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I've been looking at it, you know, haven't really touched up on it, you know, just watching the YouTube videos. So I haven't played it yet. Note the word yet.
Yes.
But.
Okay, I'm back in.
But yeah, we're taking callers, but we got about 17 minutes left. So if you're going to make a call, yeah, might want to hit the boogie on it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in the 760 area.
Oh, I had somebody on hold. I'm sorry. Wait. Do I have? I have somebody on hold. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Here we go. That might be him.
Trying to bring him on. Sorry about that, caller.
Hey, guys.
And welcome to Paragon Radio. Yes?
Hey. Hi, this is Randy. This is Randy Anderson. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
No problem.
Hey. So I just got the new PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is that?
And I was you could totally see the difference in the graphics. It's very much like 4K as long as you have the TV that can keep up with it. You know what I mean? Making sure that yeah, because a lot of people
do
great,
have
they
it.
Buy the new. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just bought a TV over the summer. I do have a TV that can keep up with it. So
now me in my younger years. I worked at an electronics store, so I'm kind of on the still on the school basis. Just let the first edition go by, wait a couple of months, and then all the bugs go out on the next series.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I mean, we all remember the red ring of death and whatnot.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, I remember that. With Demon Soul, I've not only started playing Demon Soul, which is awesome, but another thing I was playing is the Munging. Have you heard of that one?
The what?
What is it called?
It's called The Munging.
No, I have not heard. What is that one
now.
About?
Yeah, it's well, that one is, I guess it's more like a supernatural or kind of a very dark gothic take to the game, and essentially what you're a player that. How do I describe it? It's like a role-playing game in a way, but what you do is you have to kind of gather information through like newspapers and things like that that you find along the way. And essentially, I'll just break it down because I can't get into too much detail. There's just so much information, and I'm just not doing it any justice. Essentially, what the game is they go around, you dig up dead bodies, And then essentially what you do, it's a group of, you have a team, you know, like, it reminds me of Final Fantasy in a way. It's very much like Final Fantasy. And so it's a group of five or six individuals, and what they do is they dig up the corpses of female dead bodies, and they all begin fucking the dead body, and they come inside of it, and then one of the guys steps on the stomach and shoots cum and pus inside the other one's mouth. So all they do is just fuck the dead
body. Yeah, I'm trying.
Everyone comes inside of that dead body. Somebody jumps on a tombstone onto the stomach, and somebody else has an vagina, and it shoots all of the blood and guts and sperm into the other person's mouth. And the other one then turns and vomits that cum and maggots into the other person's mouth, and it gives them like a level up, you know. So everyone starts then sharing the vomit and cum and all the bodily fluids into each other's mouth, and it is really bad. Like everyone just starts vomiting into each other's mouth. Then everyone does it all over again and fucks another. All right,
I'm putting the tracer on.
Oh my god. Did I got it? I got it. Oh my god! I wouldn't hang up on the guy.
Yeah, I'm still here. And good
Lord,
say,
you wouldn't hang up on him.
I guess I won't be airing that show on Monday.
You know what's really funny?
What's that?
I never started streaming the show. That's a good
thing. No, people are hearing it. Well, you didn't put it on Twitch TV. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, that's. Oh my god.
And here's the interesting part. You saw the chat, right?
Yes. Let me hold on.
Keep an eye on him on the Skype.
Hold on. Why can't I get back to the chat? And it's that same guy.
Mm-hmm. And now we have another one.
Oh, I can't get back into the chat room.
I'm still here.
I know you are, but I... It's not letting me get back into the main chat. Oh, I'm going to refresh the page. Okay.
And now we have someone else that's joined in. So, yep.
Hold on. Well, I just deleted his comment, so if you notice.
Yeah. All right, so we start now writing names of who to block. Good God.
All right, he left.
Hey, Vey. And also send these out to the continuing storyline.
You know what's funny? He keeps posting the chat, but I keep deleting them. So,
well, what do you say? End this early?
No, we don't have to.
Well, those two are
If you start talking rude, you get disconnected and your messages get deleted. That's what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
So, John Connor. Nope, no caller. I'm not taking any more callers tonight.
I got them now on ignore.
If you put them on ignore, watch this. Hold on. I'll be right back. Oh, wait, that's you. Sorry. Okay, hold on a minute. Watch this. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Right.
Yeah, put them in there. Hold on, I'll be right back.
And the good news is we can do a live show on Monday in an area where these two people can't get to. That's the loveliness of that. So we can recover everything, and we don't have to worry about this. Pogo, you still there? I know there's still one person that can get with me here. Can you hear me, George? I gotta wait, yeah. Okay, so you can hear me. Good. Is Pokemon also able to be heard? That's the other thing now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
I was in the green room, whatever that caller was calling about. He was acting like a normal caller, and he was about to say something, and I hung up on him. He thought he was on the call on the radio. I had him in the green room.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is where I could talk. I was just waiting for him to say something. I was going to say, well, guess what, moron? You're on hold. You're in the green room. The only one you could talk to is me. So everything you're saying, and no one else could hear you.
All right, so like I was saying, we're not going to be airing this one on the other location. Then we could probably do a live show then.
Yeah, maybe short bus the call. I don't want to do a live show Monday. I guess so. I could rant about.
And when you see the name, you see the name of the new person that joined in, the hecklers are out, so let's start wrapping it up. It's almost time anyway.
See, this is what I hate. This is Blog Talk for you. Because you used to be able, once you hung up on somebody, they would disappear. Now, it doesn't work. See, like this guy? See, like these morons?
All right, so let's wrap it up.
See?
Yep. And ignore time.
Hold on.
And this is one of the reasons why we will be leaving. Once and for all, right?
Oh, yes.
We can't get help getting rid of this. It ain't worth it anymore.
Hold on. Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still here, but so is our practical joker.
All right, we're going to disconnect that one. See, I don't get it. I'm trying to ban the IP, and they just won't go away.
In other words, the band is, it ain't worth it.
Well, then I can't disconnect him. Gee, you used to be able to hit ignore and kick and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the chat. In the chat, you used to be able to do all this shit. Now you can't.
Used to be. Now you can't.
Yeah, now I don't know why the fuck they did this shit. Like I said, premium account, can't do this anymore.
Well, like I said, the change is going to be happening soon. Your computer is now up to date. Let's work on it for the next one, where we will be advertising the new location.
Well, we got 2 weeks. Yeah, you used to be able to kick people. All right, you know what? Assholes
it's
like
time.
This.
It's time.
You know, I'm not even going to say they made the list. I'm just leaving the chat room right now. I'm not even looking at the chat. Guys, just leave the chat room. All right,
George,
we'll see you next
for
week.
Your own sanity, yeah.
Sorry about that. We're in the show. We're going to do a live show Monday night. We'll finish up from there. I was going to play a song to outro us, but it's not even worth it tonight. Actually, you know what? Fuck them. I'm going to play it. This is for all the Supernatural fans who deserve better from that series finale. Just remember the first 14 seasons and 19 episodes. And we're going to play this. And play air guitar. We're going to play air guitar on our way out. Well, this is air guitar we have here. Want to hear me sing?
Once I rose above the noise and confusion,
just to get a glimpse beyond absolution,
I was
falling ever higher. Sing it with me, mad. But I flew too high.
So my eyes can see a still was a blind
man. Sing with me.
Was a mad man.
Then the voices that I'm screaming. I can hear them sing with me. Carry on my way with some. There'll be peace when you are done. A weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. You didn't sing. You're supposed to sing the chorus with me. My throat's too dry to do the chorus. Sitting as a man with the reason, my charade is the advantage of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, oh, it sure means that I don't know. You know, I sing the song in the car all the time before the show came out. And when I heard this on the show, I'm like, best show ever, just because they used the song. One more time. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Till your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Where else do you hear me do karaoke? lay your head to rest. Don't you cry. Yeah, throat's too dry tonight. Too hot in here. All right. That's it. That's that.
Want to apologize to George Mosley for having to deal with that. And I will send a message to you where you can hear the live show. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. And these wayward sons are going to carry on. And these douchebags are going to pay. And pay, and pay. It's funny, they left. Oh, look, they're not here anymore.
Yeah.
We got our song in. Yeah, they left. They're done. They're gone. Yeah, they want to come at the end of a show, get their... Look, they're gone. The little bitches left.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll pick this up Monday night. We'll give our reviews of... I can see the Animaniacs.
Yep.
And champions playing John Champion and champions playing champions on champions. Maybe we'll get Sharp to call in. He said he was going to call in tonight. maybe we'll get him to give us his opinion of Supernatural series finale. Maybe you people will watch it. And well, they're not going to hear this. So maybe George will. I don't know. Maybe we'll get other opinions by then. It'll be Monday, a few days to watch it. We apologize for all this shit. And I got 2 weeks to find another way to broadcast the show by then.
Yep.
All right, then. Good night, everybody.
So,
I was totally jamming out to that. Like I said, I was totally jamming out to that, Kansas. I forgot we were still on. I'm like, oh, shit, we're still on. Until you started talking, I was like, oh, fuck, we're still on air. Shit. Sorry about that, guys. Once in a while, a good tune comes on, like... And that, I swear, Super, they did that. They had really awesome songs. They play in the car. Like the one clip goes, we got to talk about your cassette music library. What's wrong with it? Well, one, you have a cassette music library. You have to watch it to get it. It happens very early in the show, like the first episode. Anyway, good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go watch those superhero shows, those superhero movies, Supernaturals included, because they are superheroes, or they were super heroic in what they did. Read those comic books, and then do what you can. Have a happy and a safe Thanksgiving here in America. I know we've got the belated happy Canadian Thanksgiving. I know we forgot that one. We'll see you all in 2 weeks. And try and watch the recorded Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Thanksgiving morning. See you in 2 weeks, everybody. Oh, we'll see you Monday night for the now live makeup show. Sorry about tonight. Goodbye, everybody. And with that, Mad Viking, you have anything you'd like to say?
Nothing that would get me in trouble with the FCC.
Well, no. It was the usual. Do the usual ending.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Have a good night, everybody. See you in 2 weeks.